Steve Huber Show. Get the news and information vital to your world.
All right, it is Tuesday morning, coming to you live from our Northern Michigan studios in Boyne City on the shimmering shores of Lake Charlevoix. And, you know, things are getting a little dicey there. Cops are showing up. Cops come rolling in just now to see what's going on, and they're just here to save hives. So I'll give a shout out to the Charlevoix County Sheriff's Office. Chuck Vondra, the undersheriff, stopping in to tell us we're in good company here in Boyne City, and they'll look out for us here while we're broadcasting. I appreciate that, and just making friends. Going to go out in the new boat here in a little bit and see what Lake Charlevoix is like today. It looks like glass right now. I want to get out there and enjoy that. But we're going to be coming to you all over Northern Michigan. Tomorrow we'll be in Petoskey, WMKT, broadcasting from the studios that were put together originally for Tony Snow. If you don't remember, Tony Snow was the press secretary for George W. Bush for a long period of time, and he was going to retire to the Petoskey area. And WMKT, the way I understand the story, built him this studio because he was going to retire and do a radio program. And why wouldn't you? You know, do a radio program from up north here, of course. And unfortunately, Tony Snow got cancer, and he passed away before he could ever use the studio. So we're going to use the Tony Snow Memorial Studios, as I call it. And then a little bit later, we'll be at WATT in Cadillac to do some broadcasting there. But we're going to be all over this part of Northern Michigan for the next while and just taking in some of the sights and sounds. And so anywhere from, you know, from Lake Erie and Monroe to Saginaw Bay to the Mackinac Bridge, the UP, Lake Superior, Petoskey, Boyne City, Charlevoix, Frankfort, wherever you are in Michigan, if you got something great going on this summer, we'd sure like to hear about it. 888-900-9966. You can also go to the Facebook page, the Steve Huber Show Facebook page. Post up some pictures of where you are in Michigan. Make sure you click like and tell your friends. And just enjoy this summer because it is a good one. And the weather has been fabulous. A little hot down to the south in the Lansing area. That's where Alec Kalenda's on the line from Go Green Landscapes. Good friend of mine, Alec, is. And he's here to talk about what we can do with the rest of the summer as far as sprucing up the yard, what we can do, what we shouldn't do, what we should wait till fall. Alec, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Hey, doing great, my friend. I'm a little north of you, so I'm enjoying it. You know what we don't have here? Mosquitoes.
Yeah, I wish I was there.
Yeah, that's why I had my friends in from Mosquito Squad here a couple of days ago, because those guys are making a fortune this summer, go figure. But let's talk about you. Go Green Landscapes, of course, you're out there, you're doing lawn service, but the big part of your business, you're a Michigan State grad, and the big part of your deal is going out and figure out what people need for trees and shrubs and fruit trees and so forth. So I guess my question to you is, it's the middle of summer. Is this a good time or a bad time to plant, you know, trees, or should I wait till fall? What can I do right now if I've got time on my hands and the weather's nice?
You know, it's really not a very good time to plant trees. They tend to get stressed out. But what we are doing is scheduling a lot of work for the fall. Our designer's really busy right now getting projects set up for fall time because we still got 2-3 months we can do work after the hot weather goes away. So we're getting everything lined up for that, and then also for projects next spring. Right now we're doing a lot of planning and design work. And then as soon as the weather breaks and gets cooler, it's a big push to get everything finished as far as the work's done. So.
Right, because you never know what's going to happen in the fall, of course. The weather could turn on you and make it more
difficult.
Oh, no,
half the time we're still finishing up fall cleanups, and then the snow comes, and we're still plowing and doing fall cleanups. So it's unpredictable in Michigan, as you know.
But I do give you credit. You know, you like, it seems to be like there's fewer and fewer, but you have that entrepreneurial spirit, and you're a guy who, you know, went to Michigan State, rolled up your sleeves and said, you know, I can design and I can grow and I can, you know, create these landscapes. And so many people like you around the state that I tip my hat to the folks that go out there and do it the old-fashioned way, you earn it. So what kind of things can people do right now? Are we basically in a maintenance mode here? Now, fortunately, we've had a lot of rain. I see that most of the lawns are really lush and green. You know, summer's passed. It gets to be middle of July, and everything's kind of getting brown because it's been dry and hot for too long. But so far this year, we've been pretty fortunate.
Oh, yeah. The mowing crews are still going out every week. And, you know, fertilizer and weed control is still happening. Bed maintenance is still happening. We're doing pruning of shrubs and ornamental trees. Maintenance is in full swing. It's just the planting new things is taking a little bit of a backseat just due to the 90-degree weather.
Well, sure, it gets too hot like that. You don't want to do that. But one of the things that I'm looking toward doing, and I mean, just give me a couple minutes on this, but I'm looking, my wife and I would like to plant, you know, a few fruit trees on a piece of property we have. Obviously, you say that's something we should wait till fall so they don't get stressed out in this hot weather. But our fruit trees, are we better to plant them in the fall or the spring? I mean, I know that apples do well here, and peaches do well, and pears do well. And I just think it'd be kind of a fun thing to have a handful of fruit trees so it's not too much work. Is that something we wait till spring, or we do it this fall?
You know, either way is fine. Some people argue that fall's better. Some people argue that spring's better. To be honest, I haven't really seen too much of a difference. So really, whenever you want to do it, as long as the weather is, say, 70 degrees or cooler, is a good time to do it.
Good time to get out there and really, because no matter what you do in your yard, whether it's flowers or shrubs or fruit trees, You just make your home a better place by, you know, working with people like yourself. And obviously, this is what you do. You went to school for it at Michigan State, and you just have a lot of fun doing it, Alec. Give me a couple of ideas where you're going to be for the next couple of weeks. Are you just trimming and cleaning, or you got bigger plans?
Well, we've got some. We've got a couple patios we just recently finished. We got a couple more on the way. We did a deck, so any of the hardscaping stuff we can keep going with. Well, we hold off on planting.
See, now there's a really good idea, Alec. Alec from Go Green Landscapes. You know, guys, you can get your deck built right now and wait to put in the nice shrubs and trees around your deck for this fall. But that's what you can be doing right now. Alec, always a pleasure. Alec is at Go Green Landscapes. They can find you on Facebook. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right. We're on Facebook.
All right. Go Green Landscapes on Facebook. Alec, always a pleasure, my friend.
Yep, thank you, Steve. Enjoy Charlevoix. It's way nicer up there than here.
It's a beautiful place. A beautiful place,
yeah,
no
is.
Question.
All right, take care now.
All right, Alec, thanks to you so much from Go Green Landscapes. We'll bring it to the finish line in just a moment right here on the Steve Gruber Show.